Today's Bible verse is 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 5. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. Paul starts his chapter with a request for prayer. He's praying that we, as believers, will continually spread the message of Jesus. He asks for prayers of protection, deliverance, and strength. In verse 6, his whole message changes. He warns about idleness. I love verse 11. Paul talks about idle people. He says, they are not busy, they are busy bodies. He talks about how idleness leads to disruption. When people don't have a reason to work, they get involved in everyone else's business. This may sound like a weird passage to bring out for business owners, but there's a lot of value for us in this passage. Look at how Paul sets the example for others. He did not take handouts. He worked hard so that he could help others. He was always in business and spreading the word of God. I think we miss that point in scripture. Paul worked in business as a tent maker everywhere he went to minister. He was called to spread the word of God and did so by working his business as an example to us. We must not discount how powerful our testimony is as business owners. We have a message of Christ living in our lives. We have the privilege to be able to tell others about our Savior as we go about our business. Let's make sure we don't get lost in the message here. He's talking about idleness and working. We are not to be busy for busy's sake. We are to work to make a good living for our family, help our employees, and be a positive influence on our community. If we provide a valuable service to others, others will want to get involved in what we are doing. Those who are idle will see that we've developed a business based on integrity, faith, and biblical values. They will see us as an example. In verse 13, Paul says, as for you, brothers and sisters, never tire of doing what is good. It is good to be in business. It is good to spread the love of God. It is good to share the message of hope to an idle and disruptive world. God gave you a great purpose. He placed you in business so that you may be an influence for Him. You can't influence others if you're idle and not lining your life up with what God wants for you. God gave you a purpose. Live out that purpose with His power, His love, and His guidance. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. 2 Thessalonians 3:5. Thank you for listening to Christian Business Revolution Bible Study. Go and be blessed and be a blessing.